Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The drive is live.
I've had that one. The drive is live, and it is a reaction Tuesday. A lot to get to. Coming up around 2:30, we will carry it live. The head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and we'll get to him here soon. D'Amico Ryans will speak to the media. We will carry that live. And it is a Texans ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen for another big game for them if they have playoff chances against the 49ers. We'll do that a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to take this time before I hand it over to you fellas. I want to just take this time to Clint, Tyler, the Fighting Tylers, Lopez, Reggie. I could hear it in Sean's voice last night. Good God, I could hear it in Seth's voice this morning. Many of you listening that are Texans fans, Larry, he was all over the place last night. He didn't know what to do with himself.
Seven-minute call.
I bet, yeah. You just had to let him get it out.
Seven-minute call post 3 o'clock, I think.
I bet.
He was in his house. Said he closed all the doors in his house and still woke everybody up.
Yeah. He had to get it off his chest. I just want to apologize to all of you. However you feel about me or whatever, our relationship over the last almost 6 years.
The show, man.
Y'all deserve better than this.
I needed to hear that.
No. You deserve better than this. That's pathetic.
It's an ish show.
That's pathetic. Texans fans don't deserve that. That's awful.
In every sense of the word, that is an embarrassing ass loss on primetime.
In every space of it. Off a bye. 15 days to prepare. Hell, you even got an extra day with Monday Night Football, and you came out like that. The amount of people who look like they're in over their heads is difficult to watch, it's tough. And Clint, it starts at the top.
Things are fixable,
and I don't even mean Cal and Hannah, but it starts at the top of the decision maker, and that's D'Amico Ryans, right?
They're all fixable.
It rolls with him, and. Hell, he should be issued an apology, to be honest with you, with the performance that they've been putting out there coming off of bye week, Clint. That was just awful.
Yeah, it's unfortunate this is where we're at. But I think there were two things that when D'Amico Ryans was hired that we talked extensively about. One is how involved is Nick Caserio. Two is you better find an offensive coordinator and you better keep one in the clip for when that guy gets hired or fired. And you know, I think both of those things. I think there's a conversation to be had about Nick because I think Nick is involved in this. What's going on with this offense? Nick Caserio.
Caserio.
In a heavy, heavy way. I think D'Amico has allowed this. We're joined at the hip. We make decisions together. I think it's put him in a bind with for the second time with an offensive coordinator. I think when you look at the draft, the inability to draft on the offensive side of the football. I think the inability to fix the offensive line or even give an honest effort of fixing the offensive line as well as surrounding CJ Stroud with at least on par weapons in the NFL. I think they failed him miserably there. So I think from Nick Caserio's perspective, I think maybe D'Amico Ryans is probably trusted a little too much there. And I think when you look at his inability to hire an offensive coordinator and find an offensive coordinator that can put an offense on the field that I think appears to even be moving in the right in the right direction. I mean, I look at this now, and as you mentioned, like this whole offense from the top down is completely overwhelmed.
It looks like Nick Caley is looking at a Waffle House menu and just trying to figure out turning it and figure out it has no idea.
Well, there's no rhyme or reason, and I think we can get to Nick Caley, right? But we've said this before. Anybody that's going to take an offensive coordinator job and not bring anybody with them, not hire a staff, and then do this whole we're going to collaborate. It's going to be a collective effort,
yep.
And then the head coach gives up his play calling duty so he can oversee what you're doing. You end up hiring an assistant O-line coach that doesn't appear to be making any level of improvement to what we saw last year.
Well, hell, he was here last year.
Yeah. So I mean, look, these are all hindsight, you know, opinions. But that's the way you got to view this thing at this point in time. Is, you know, I think you got to look at D'Amico Ryans and the decisions that he's made. Whether you look at how tightly and how closely and how involved he allows Nick Caserio to be, because make no bones about it, when D'Amico Ryans was hired, D'Amico Ryans is the most powerful guy in that building, not named Cal McNair.
Yes.
And he chose to operate the way they're operating, and I think it has left a lot to be desired at this point in time, seeing where we're at right now. And then like I said, I think the inability to find the offensive play caller, and I mean an offensive play caller that, one, can get along with everybody in the building, or two, can not be overwhelmed like this guy is at this point in time. I mean, you've not just missed. I mean, you've missed in egregious fashion based on what we're seeing offensively
from last year. The last two years.
I don't know what the stats will say, but I would guess significantly.
I'm not saying it. I'm just talking about the visual. Watching them. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just not. I mean, this is like this offense. We've been here. You've been here a little bit longer than I have. Maybe that. That color year, maybe the love year, one of the love year color years was a tougher watch, but this is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I mean, through the first six games, Clint, they got no clue. They don't do anything well.
They don't do anything well. They're still talking about execution and techniques and mechanics and they're still talking about this game plan offense. We're going to do what the defense is going to allow us to do. And all the while, you've spent 3+ months and you've not created an identity at all.
No.
Like you're not a good screen team, which you should be. Knowing what your offensive line was going to look like this year, and knowing the effort that you put forth to fix your offensive line, you should be a great screen team. You should be exotic and creative in your run game. Last night, 15 runs when Nick Chubbs and Woody Marks were the only two that touched the ball. No Noel, no Nico Collins, no Braxton Berrios, nothing. I mean, it's not just you know, again, that, hey, man, it just we're just going to take some time. This is really bad. And the biggest issue here is I don't see the path they're going on right now, talking about execution, talking about mechanics and technique, talking about doing what they're coached to do, talking about plays are there, this or that. I don't see the problems being fixed, and I don't see the approach from D'Amico Ryans and what he's saying needs to happen. I don't see that approach working anyway. You know what I mean? So, I think D'Amico's got a decision to make, Ron, ultimately. And I think we're here at 2-4, given what we've watched. Again, this is not just a 2-4, hey, we had an unbelievable schedule, it was difficult, and we can rebound. This is a scary, major concern, 2-4. And I think D'Amico Ryans has to make a decision. I think he has to make it now. I think he has to make it within the next week or two. I think D'Amico Ryans has to decide, do I want to make a drastic move and try to salvage this season? Or do I want to waste this season being patient and allowing Nick Caley just to continue to install this offense and allow and continue to be patient with C.J. Stroud, who, by the way, I'm at a loss for words, boys, of how nobody on that sideline is throwing iPads and throwing beanie hats and whatever. I know we're going to get there at some point, but I am.
You think?
I mean, I just don't know how Nick Caley, Gerard Johnson, C.J. Stroud. I know we got a bunch of do your job, Mr. Nice Guys, would rather be your friend and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how C.J. Stroud at this point hadn't at least pulled to Tony Romo and hurt his hand hitting the turf.
It's not easy.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how we're here, man. I mean, it is just a.
Yes, you do, Clint. You're not shocked that he's not. He's not. That's not him.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, I guess that's fair. That is fair. But I'm shocked that even the way that he approaches life and the way that he approaches the game, even him, it's been bad enough around the quarterback. Like, a lot of times, most quarterbacks that act like that, I laugh at and almost want a dog cuss. He's got every reason under the sun to act like a 12-year-old throwing a fit. Every bit of it right now.
And you wouldn't trip.
Yeah, not one bit. I'd say, hey, you know what? That's a bad look for CJ, but damn it, I understand where he's coming from.
It just came out.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. We're at a point with CJ, Ron, for me, where I'm concerned that the lack of fire under these types of circumstances is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking I know I'm all over the map.
But no, let's dive into CJ, all right, coming up here, because we do have – we will carry live D'Amico Ryans as he speaks to the media after this difficult game to watch last night. We'll hear from him around 2:30. Coming up, though, we do it after every game. C.J. Stroud's great. You were thinking about C.J. We were talking about C.J. Let's dive into C.J. Stroud's game last night. What was his grade? We'll discuss that next.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.